From studios located in the rock and roll capital of the world, Cleveland. It's the VR2 Show, brought to you by the University of Findlay, VR2's flagship station, WLFC FM, and Classic Fiat, located in Mentor, Ohio. Log on to www.driveclassicfiat.com to see the new Fiat 500, the official car of the VR2 Show. Now, here's radio's redundant pundits, Mike Unis and Chris Kraus.
Whoa! What?
Whoa! Wow!
What is that?
Well, come on down, Chris.
Wow, Michael, what are you doing down here?
Don't you love the smell of that?
Well, you know,
does it remind you of anything?
It's a little too familiar to me, but
really?
You know, are you like burning sage? You know, are you burning incense? What are you doing?
Well, I'm kind of sort of like.
All right, I've got one question for you.
Yes.
What kind of hits are you playing?
Oh, well, we got some hot hits that are burning to be played
no.
on the radio.
Okay.
Are
Dude,
you
this is so not like you.
Well,
I mean.
It is. What do you mean?
Well, I
oh,
mean.
Oh, you're doing a drug reference thing.
Well, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm using my senses here.
70s.
Uh-huh.
Coincides with what? It's also drug stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's not me. I'm Bambi, remember?
No, I'm Bambi, remember?
No. Well, you're Bambi for anything other than young and innocent.
No, wait a minute. That's not true, but, yeah, well, if you never partook, neither did I.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, partook or partaked or whatever. In what?
In you
this
know.
This is incense.
Okay,
you have
I
to guess
so.
What kind it is.
Sage?
Close.
Yeah?
It's sandalwood.
It's sandalwood.
Ooh,
okay. Very good.
So we're burning, we're getting into that 70s thing. The whole aura of the room
Dude.
Has been, converted to 70s.
Dude, is there somebody knocking on the door?
Well, maybe. Let's.
Really?
Yeah, let's go. Well, here, listen. Let's get into the song.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
no.
Wow.
No, the no-no song.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay, yeah, well, that could be, yeah.
All I gotta do is
I'm
say...
I'm gonna get the door.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man, open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave, come on, man. What about the cops?
Dave's not here.
A lady that I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. It was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. A woman that I know just came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. She held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land.
And I said, no, 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 I don't, no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door.
Tennessee, oh. He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh. He said it was the best in all the land.
And he was the joke.
And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze.
The VR2 GPS has located another lost hit from vintage rock radio years, 1965 to 1985. Prepare to turn up the radio.
Mama,
Redemption.
We'll be right back.
VR2 and we had the no-no song opening up, but now we got a band called Yes.
Yes, and they're talking about Roundabout, which is just such a great song. Do you not love this song?
It's a 1971. It's a rocker.
71. This was Yes's breakthrough hit, Michael, one of their most well-known, written by John Anderson and Steve Howe. This song speaks loudly for its instrumentation and musicianship.
Yes, it do.
Do you agree?
Well, it's one of those songs that if you didn't know when it was written, you would think that you'd never guess that it was like 40 years old.
I just can't believe the acoustic guitar. I mean, it's Howe's acoustic guitar that just, I love acoustic guitar, but this song really, really portrays the absolute usage of it. I really, really, I can't speak enough.
It's power. It's a lot of power.
You know, there's something going on in this. It's called deceptive cadence. This songwriting technique in this song, which means putting a note or a chord where it's not expected. And even though, you know, the music leads you to what you think will be a certain outcome, the arranger, actually intentionally surprises you. The Beatles did it in A Day in the Life, and, you know, Yes does it in Roundabout.
Well, this was the kind of music that caused seizure dancing, is what I used to call it. Because you'd be dancing, and I'm thinking about the Agora, where we used to work. My brother's band played this song, and you'd start dancing, and then it would change, and like you'd be in the middle of a move or a groove.
And that's deceptive cadence. That's what that is.
I call it seizure dancing.
You know what I like about this song? I remember driving to BGSU.
I would always put
on my Yes song.
Yeah.
And this is a good driving tune. Even now.
It is.
It is.
Because it by the time it followed you halfway there, it was eight or nine minute song.
The original one, I think, was 8 or 9.
That's right.
Anyway, great song.
Excellent song. Before that, we were in the jungle with the lions and the tokens.
Yeah, the tokens.
Hey, listen to that. Tokens.
Yeah, kind of a reference that goes along with our opening set, if you like.
What is with all this drug referencing?
I don't honestly know. It's rock and roll. There's going to be drugs. But The Lion Sleeps Tonight was a U.S. number one hit.
It was.
But you know what's cool about this song? The original title was Mumbabe, which actually means lion in Zulu or something like that. This was a hunting song, apparently.
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga,
yeah.
Ooga shaka.
So anyway, originally recorded in South Africa, where it was a smash hit, believe it or not. I mean, I think that's just kind of amazing.
That's my elephant.
That's a pretty damn good elephant, Michael. You know, anyway.
Okay. Well,
I also like the refrain in this. They say, weem away, and, you know, it's just kind of cool. It's, again, you're going to love that, because that's what I like about songs.
I would refrain from that.
Okay. But,
and we started off with Ringo Starr, the percussion guy for the Beatles.
The Beatles.
And No song.
This was a number three U.S. hit written by country music star Hoyt Axton.
Yep.
This is kind of a fun look in truth. This is all about the fun look at drugs being in your face, in the business, in the industry.
Yeah, back then it was a way of doing business.
And the guy that turns them down all the time, at least. But anyway, it's kind of a cool, interesting thing that happened with this song. Ringo was interviewed by Time Magazine, and he was asked about his most memorable moment in the studio, and he said that it was with Hoyt Axton working on the No No song while he and Ringo were smoking a doobie and drinking Jack.
Do you think they were doing that in Texas?
I think that they were doing that all across the United States and the world.
We're going to have to ask our Texas affiliate whether or not they know the story about Hoyt and Ringo Starr and all the things and doings on of goings on.
Well, actually, they call it a spliff. That's how Ringo referenced it. He said he was doing a spliff with Hoyt Axton. That's a kind of a combination of tobacco and marihuana.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Nice.
Anyway.
Well, hey, the first set is a pretty cosmic set, dude.
Like, wow, man.
So we
get
will
the door.
You do got the stuff. We got the stuff coming up, some really good stuff. We've got the Dick Clark salute song. We've got the seven-song stretch and lots of fun stuff between now and then. So get ready to take another hit right after this. Ready?
We got some good hits coming.
Oh, we do.
Mike and Chris salute the king of the charts, the late Dick Clark, with this former pop music smash hit on VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
Oh, I try, but I can't say goodbye. So bad, baby, oh, it hurts me. When I think of how you love and desert me, I'm the broken hearted toy you play with. Maybe you got me I need you, baby, I can't let go.
I want you, baby,
I got it.
Baby,
you know I can't let go.
won't they always love you? I look in your eyes and I know that you still care for me.
VR2, recycling rock radio's legendary years, 65 through 85.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up jitney, was a cherry red 53. Drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show.
Celebrating the greatest music ever recorded.
When I first saw you, I saw love. First time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still, you're still the one I run. Just
VR2 and a set with some cool dudes and some beautiful women. And this is one beautiful woman.
Now, this is a love song, Michael. She's an amazing talent, isn't she?
Shania Twain and Still the One. And if you're not Still the One and you've been the one with Shania and she kicks you out the door, you have lost something. You should be pretty sad about it.
This is our seventh song stretch, and this song on YouTube has 24 million hits. Think of that. This song also gets stuck in your head. I can't stop singing it.
It does.
But I do like Shania. I think she has kind of really an interesting delivery. And yeah, you know what I really like about this song? This is this was number two on the pop, and she is from Canada.
Yep.
But this song was recognized as Twain's most successful crossover single and her most successful single in country radio as well. And it was written by Shania and Mutt Lange at the time, her husband at the time.
Imagine if your first name was Mutt. She had to get rid of it. She was not supposed to. Yeah,
that wouldn't surprise me about you. You're always in the doghouse. But
I know I am.
She was nominated in 1999 for four Grammys, winning two: Best Country Single, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year. It was listed as the song number 66 on the Billboard All-Time Hot 100 Songs. Number 66. Imagine that.
Well, it's a big song.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a big star and still is.
Yep.
Still looking just as good as she did.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
And before that, we were doing a little hopping across the stage with Chuck Berry, and You Never Can Tell.
Do you like that song?
I do.
I love the song. It was 1964, 65 for this song, and it was number 14 in the U.S. This song was composed, actually, Mike, while Chuck Berry was in prison for whatever he was in prison for at that round, and it was released after his incarceration.
Well, you know, I'm thinking that's, what is that, poetic justice?
I don't know what that is, but I do know that I do like the piano.
Musical justice.
And the sax in this, the cadence in this song, I think, is a perfect cadence for music. But that's just my personal opinion. I really do know, too, that this was, not that I ever give my personal opinion, but this was a song that was featured in Pulp Fiction.
Yes,
Tarantino's movie.
That was a great soundtrack.
I know it was. And this was way at the top of the list. You remember where Uma Thurman and John Travolta were doing that dance at the, I think it was called the Jack Rabbit Slim's Dance Club or something, and they were twisting. And I mean, it's just such a great scene.
That was a bizarre movie, but that's a discussion
that
for another
movie.
Time.
Yeah, it is.
Great song. Uh-huh. Before that, we were listening to probably one of the most sensitive, beautiful songs that Whitney Houston ever put out, and one with a message that it's pretty intelligent, I think, when you think about it.
Well, you know what I like? This actually is my favorite, one of my favorite, very favorite Whitney songs. Maybe my top three Whitney songs. I like it a whole lot. And she's just an amazing talent. A number one hit in the U.S. She's the first female artist to achieve four number one singles from one album, believe it or not.
Yeah,
which kind of is cool.
You know, there's a line in this song that always gets me when I hear it, and it's if somebody loves you,
won't they always love you?
What a great question.
That's my favorite line. But you know what? If you ask that question to my ex-husband, yeah, you'll probably get a different answer. But I believe in my heart, if somebody loves you, they love you for flippin' ever,
yes,
right?
I'm with you.
Yeah, but his I can do without. But well, anyway, she was an amazing woman, beautiful, charming, star appeal. She, right from the start, I think she was touched by God. Really, I do.
Absolutely.
Great
now
voice.
She's making music in heaven.
Yeah.
And before that, a continuation of the theme, and I can't let go. The Hollies.
This is one of my favorite songs from 1966. It was
1966.
1966. It was number 12 in the U.S. It's an awesome song for the time, I think. And the lead on this, the singer, you can recognize his voice, Alan Clark. Mm-hmm. I just think this is a groovy song.
It's totally groovy.
And Graham Nash, by the way, plays on this. He was part of the group, and he left kind of in, I believe it was around 1967 or 1968.
When he joined CSNN and NY, right?
Right, right, right.
Crosby,
but
Stills,
these
Nash.
Guys, Bus Stop, Hey Carrie Ann, and Linda Ronstadt, Michael, covered this song as well, to my recollection.
I love that song, Hey Carrie Ann.
Great, too. I can't let go.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for us to get into some fun stuff. We've created a feature called Twin Spin. We'll have a Twin Spin for you. This time I got to do it. So it's kind of something we created because you insisted on it in the past. So we're going to play two songs by different artists. Same song, really, by two different artists.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a story about the one that you did choose, which is kind of cool.
Okay. And we'll have a couple other great ones coming up. So don't move. Don't go anywhere.
Double your pleasure. Double your fun with this VR2 Twin Spin.
Twin Spin.
Two great recording artists, same great song. Exclusively from VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
Stay alive without your love, baby. Don't leave me this.
Radio.
I love it.
VR2's Stack It or Crack It, where you, the listener, determine the fate of another dusty, scratched-up vinyl classic. Here's Mike and Chris from the VR2 Basement Record Vault.
In the world that I won't do, I give the world to you. If you want me to, I'll do anything.
I'll do anything for you. I'll give the world to you. If you want me to, I'll do anything for you. I'll give the world to you. If you want me to,
they think I'm a fool, 'cause I do so many things. But they don't know that
see the things you do for me, the way you make me strong whenever things go wrong. When you stand by my side, how you relax my mind and show me what to do to make my dreams come true. Anything you want to do, there's nothing in this world that I won't do.
Well, think about it.
Well,
every feature on the show is to has been born to, you know, overcome your
my shortcomings.
Well, your need to
my
break
need?
Format and.
Honey, I've actually never shared my need with you.
Okay, well.
Okay, but anyway, 1981 for this Den Roy Morgan.
He is a Jamaican dude.
He's a Jamaican reggae artist. You're absolutely right. And this was quite the song. This was the, you know, a great dancing tune, I think.
We're using it as a stack it or crack it so people can actually vote on whether they like it or not.
Yeah, but I wondered why you did that, but that's okay. I mean,
well, just I want to bring some attention to it.
I love this song. This, you know what? Put this song on while you're doing stuff around the house, cleaning, whatever. Mm-hmm. You have company. It doesn't matter.
It's a feather duster song.
It's just, well, yeah, you can do a lot to this song with feather dusters. But anyway, I like the background singers. I think that they kind of have an interesting sound to them.
Mm-hmm.
Do, do, do. He's scatting, too.
He's scatting.
Somewhere along the way.
Yes. And
nothing in the world I won't do. When he scats that way, I just love how he does it.
Was this 81-ish?
1981. You got it.
Yeah.
This was number 9 on the soul charts and number 8 on the dance charts. So it was way up there.
And it was, people were still dancing early 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely they were. Look at me. I'm still dancing.
I know. Before that, we were, oh, now, this is one of your favorite guys, Smokey.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, I mean, there would be another interracial marriage going on if he was available.
I got to tell you, I got to see Smokey at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame recently this past summer, and it was good. It was all good. Number 8 on the Billboard, Just to See Her by Smokey Robinson. It was number 2 on the R&B. It's a bit of a stretch in the other direction, 1987 for this song.
Yeah, it did stretch, thanks again,
uh-huh,
for another stretch. So we, uh-huh, had the 7th song stretch with Shania, and we had the 9th song stretch with Smokey.
Yeah, this we could call this the yoga special. But anyway, the down dog, or downward dog, but... This is our Soul Train song, isn't it? And a top 10 casket, yep, for me. How about you?
Yeah, it's not a top 10 casket, but it is a song I like a lot.
When I was a kid and Smokey was real popular, we used to call it, is it Smokey Smooth? Yeah, it's Smokey Smooth.
Smooth.
It's kind of cool, right?
It is cool.
Anyway, he won a Grammy in 1988 for this song, Best Male R&B Vocal Performance. Isn't that cool? And did you know, Michael, and you'll love this little bit of information, guess who lived next door to Smokey? Next door now.
Couldn't even begin to guess.
Come on.
Aretha Franklin.
Uh-uh.
Somebody like that?
Uh-huh. A diva.
Thelma Houston.
Uh-uh. And I'm not crazy about this diva. One iota. Diana Ross.
See?
They were neighbors,
They were neighbors.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, anyway, Smokey Robinson, in addition to being Diana Ross's neighbor, he is responsible for all kinds of music and all kinds of classics.
Yeah.
He was a wonderful producer, and he's an amazing guy.
He is.
Yeah.
And I would have to say that the two songs before that, both songs are Motown.
Yeah.
Thelma Houston and the Communards and our twin spin and Don't Leave Me This Way, a pleading song. As you know, I love the titles that plead.
Yeah, I know you do. But you know what I have to tell you about this song, Mike?
Which?
The
song itself.
The song itself, Thelma Houston's version. I thought, how sweet of Mike not to play the Diana Ross version of this song. And I went, that was really nice of him not to shove that down my throat.
Well,
and then as I was researching, I realized, it's not Diana Ross at all. It's been Thelma Houston that I've been listening to my whole life, thinking it was Diana Ross.
All that hate you have for Diana.
Well, it's not hate. It's just the absolute disdain.
Okay.
I don't hate anybody.
Well, then refrain from the disdain for
written
a moment.
Written by Gamble and Huff, another great Gamble and Huff song.
Yep. Yeah.
And it was originally done by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Who
in 1975.
Are fabulous.
Teddy Prendergast.
That's
right?
A Philly sound.
I know, right?
So
massive international hit.
Yes.
Huge, and the Communards did it later, right? 10 years after
Communards.
Communards?
Well, that's the twin spin.
Yeah, I know it's the twin spin.
Well, yeah, it was about 10 years.
It was about 10 years in between?
Yeah.
Yeah. Strange group.
The Communards.
Communards.
That's okay.
Yeah. Jimmy Somerville, who was a singer,
yes,
and a falsetto singer,
yeah,
and Richard Cole eventually became a priest.
Yes.
Jimmy Somerville sang with a wonderful talent, and her name was Sarah Jane Morris.
Yes.
Now, Sarah Jane Morris, her voice, her low vocals, wow, she's still singing now. And I think she's one of the best talents to come out of this little situation.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well,
awesome.
Sylvester was involved in that whole group, too.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Well,
Jimmy Somerville did a few of Sylvester's songs. You know what?
What?
It's time now for peace.
It is time for peace.
Are we going to smoke the peace pipe today?
We're going to answer the door first.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so we're ready for peace.
So, all right, let's get some two-piece. In a piece. Here we go.
Mike and Chris are back, riding the peace train on VR2. All aboard.
VR2. Okay, Chris, it's time for us to say thank you.
Sure is. So who should we start with?
Well, we're very grateful to have our friend at MRC, Music Radio Creative, Mike Russell, with us.
Great dude. And WLFC, Chris Underation. What a guy.
Yep. And our friends at Classic Fiat in Mentor, Ohio.
Wonderful people. Still the car of choice.
And, of course, all of you, our
listeners.
Audience, yeah. Thanks for coming, everyone.
all the time, so over and over. Yeah, go to our website and listen to our podcast and, you know, blog. Say something great.
www.vr2show.com and link to the podcast number 10 and number 11 on MRC London, because we want you to listen to that.
It's too much fun.
It is.
We're famous in London now. And we want to say thank you to our affiliate in Texas, our new affiliate in Texas.
All right.
Yeah.
And I've got the peace pipe out.
I know that you do. It's 1971, dude.
Puffing away on this one.
For this song. What's the name of the song? You chose it?
One Tin Soldier.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, you know, it was originally, this actually by Coven, right?
By Coven.
Was a number what? Hit.
Like a number 26,
27. Yes, 26 in the U.S. And this was 1971. And it was also, they were chosen to sing this for the theme of Billy Jack.
The movie.
Yeah, the movie. Anyway, at the time that the song came out, we were still fighting Vietnam.
Yes.
At the time the original song came out, we were absolutely in Nam, without question.
Which was 69.
Yeah. It was at a time, Mike, when reporters were covering the war and Americans were glued to their televisions. They saw the real people die in real time. Yes. It was the first time in history that ever happened. Emotions across the United States were high, and this fueled the anti-war movement. The song tells the story of two tribes, the Mountain Kingdom tribe and the Valley people below them. The beginning of the song, you discover that the Valley people knew that the Mountain people possessed a rich treasure buried under a stone somewhere. The Valley people sent a message to the Mountain Kingdom asking for the buried treasure. The Valley people wanted the treasure of gold, and they would actually kill to get it. The Mountain people responded to the Valley people, and they sent a message back saying, "With our brothers we will share all the secrets of our mountain, all the riches buried there." The Valley people, motivated by grief, mounted their horses and killed the Mountain people. After slaying the Mountain tribe, they went to the stone where the gold was buried, only to find the buried message, "Peace on Earth," was all it said. And the moral is so clear to the story. It's just pretty sad. The treasure that the Mountain people had was simply peace. Sadly, the irony of the message, the Valley people's greed and their desire for gold led them to find that the Mountain people didn't have riches of gold. They discovered their treasure was the peaceful life on the mountain. In the lyrics of the song, "Go ahead and hate your neighbors, go ahead and cheat a friend, do it in the name of heaven, you can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing come judgment day on the bloody morning after one tin soldier rides away. The message, as many bad and horrible things that you can choose to do, nothing great ever comes of ill-gotten gains. Human greed and violence is truly futile." So, even though the song was written at a time of the anti-war movement, its message still reaches across time to 43 years later. They say in war, truth is the first casualty. For myself, I wonder about the loved ones of the fallen, the broken hearts of families left to mourn, my children, the children of the world. And in the message from the Nobel Peace winner, Jimmy Carter, he says, "War may sometimes be necessary, but no matter how necessary, it's always evil. Never a good comes from it. We will not learn how to live together in peace by killing each other's children." It's a great message from him. "That war is a strategy of the privileged, I really don't know."
Well, I think you should take the privileged and take the one or two people that are privileged and put them to war and let us all just kind of watch them go at it.
I want to know, though. Well, that's not a bad idea. But I ask the question.
Yeah.
To our listeners, will you be the person who thinks peace at any price? Let me tell you, my co-host once said to me, well, maybe we just don't know what peace is, because since the dawn of time, we've never really had it. If there is a universal conscious, if the universe is really listening, then we all need to focus daily on peace. Each of us can think that global peace is truly possible. The focus matters. Keep your eye on peace. And I leave you with a call to action from Mother Teresa, who says, and she was actually asked, "What can you do to promote a world of peace?" And her answer was, "Simply go home. spread peace by simply loving your family.
Well, it seems like a simple thing to do.
Yeah, it's a tough one, though.
Well, it depends on, well, depends on the family, I guess.
Yeah, it does. But peace is such a wonderful idea.
It is.
I see it.
And it's like, you know, charity begins at home, so should peace.
You know, and there isn't a mother out there that wants to lose her child to an incident where people are fighting. Not right. A mother. I can't think of who would okay that.
No.
So
peace begins at home.
It does. So to the mothers of the world, we say.
And let it begin with me. VR2.
Peace to you.
And let it begin with me.
Buried deep beneath the stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for their very own. Go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend, do it in the name of heaven, you can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing come the judgment day on the blood. Wondering soldier rides away. So the people of the valley sent a message up the hill, asking for the buried treasure, tons of gold for which they'd kill. Came an answer from the kingdom, with our brothers we will share all the secrets of our mountain, all the riches buried. On the mountain, dark and red, turn the stone and looked beneath it. Peace on earth was all it said. Go ahead, hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You've been justified in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing. Come the judgment day on the blood.
The universe is listening.